In recent years, Washington State has led the nation in locking up kids for running away, skipping school, and other non-criminal behavior. Now state lawmakers are considering whether to ban juvenile detention for so-called status offenses. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
When Zach Sobroski was 15 years old, he went into foster care. Unhappy with his foster family, he ran away. Soon he ended up in juvenile lockup, not for committing a crime, but because he was a runaway. Sobroski told a panel of lawmakers the experience made him feel like a criminal.
I was put in handcuffs, transported in a police car, put in a holding cell, and even strip searched a few times.
We first reported on this issue 3 years ago. At the time, Washington's Grays Harbor County was locking up more truants and runaways than any other county in the state. Since then, the numbers have dropped, but Democratic State Senator Jeannie Darnielle says it's time to end the practice altogether.
In my mind, this is a perfect opportunity for us to realize what other states are realizing, that this is a time to do an intervention with a family as opposed to incarcerating their child.
Darnielle has proposed legislation to outlaw detention for status offenders by 2020, but some judges and juvenile court administrators say detention is an important tool that helps them get kids to comply with court orders. Stephen Warning is a Superior Court judge in Cowlitz County.
I can tell a child to go to school. I can tell the child to quit running away to their pimp. I can tell the child to get into drug treatment. If I don't have the ability to use a sanction they don't have to cooperate with, the child is free to look me in the eye and say, "Buzz off, old man. I don't have to pay any attention to you."
The bill has already passed the Washington Senate and is now before the State House. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.